Welcome to the Habari Minute. I'm your host, Owen Winkler. Here are a couple of Habari resources that you probably didn't know existed, or maybe you suspected they existed but didn't know where they were. At doc.habariproject.org, that's doc as in D-O-C, you can see an interesting compilation of documentation based on code comments that are within the Habari source code. One of the requirements of code submission into the core code is that functions must include comments in the code that describes what the code does. If you compare Habari's code comment density to other projects, Habari is pretty well documented. About 1 in 6 lines of code is a comment. As a result, there's a lot of good info within the code itself for developing Habari. Another interesting resource is beacon.habariproject.org. The beacon is what tells your Habari instance that there are updates. The update system looks for the globally unique identifier, or GUID, in the XML supplied by the beacon. If there's a match, and the version listed there is newer, you should see an alert on your administration page in Habari. There are various levels of updates that help users decide whether the update is critical for them or not. In this way, if a plugin author just updates something minor that won't affect your site, you can skip that update. But if he fixes some security problem, then you'll know you need to consider applying that update immediately. The beacon is open to anyone who writes a plugin or theme, but currently you need to contact someone with access to update the system, since editing this file is not yet open to the public. To contact other people in Habari, you can use the mailing list, or check out the next episode of the Habari Minute, where I'll give you another route. Thanks for listening to the Habari Minute.